Nanticoke battled for years to retain its status as a rural Medicare-dependent hospital when the title was stripped back in 2010, cutting about $6 million a year in federal funding from the Seaford Hospital's annual budget. But Nanticoke was excluded again from CARES Act funding geared towards rural hospitals on the ground of Delaware being considered an urban state. Delaware's congressional delegation recently sent a letter to Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar to secure $1.6 million for Nanticoke to assist during the pandemic. Senator Tom Carper.
Sussex County is not a rural county. I don't know what is. And so Nanticoke Hospital will receive another roughly $1.5 million at a time when they can really use it.
Nanticoke President Penny Short says the hospital was bleeding about $4 million a month during the shutdown. Nanticoke did receive some funding from the CARES Act and has returned to performing elective procedures. Short says the most recent federal boost also helps, but adds she can't say Nanticoke is out of the woods yet. Nick Schellino, Delaware Public Media.